Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
The Batman director mess continues. Wonder Woman early reactions, possibly. Lego movie still keeps crushing it. And so many more things. It's a big old DC mess. We're going to have some fun right now.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC movie news.
Here we are. Can't keep director, DC, director can't stay, that's right, DC, director, can't stay, oh, don't stop.
Hip it to the hop, a hip hop, and you don't stop trying to get a director for the Batman, and you go to bang bang boogie to B.
I don't think I would like to direct a Flash or Batman today, till you make that movie stop sucking my dong. I ain't gonna play with you.
I ain't going away.
Very close. What's up, everybody? This is the DC Movie News Show on the Popcorn Talk Network. Real quick, let's get into it. Johnny LaQuasto at Jay Quasto. He's the host of Man vs. Child on and FX Movie Download as well. I just hit my elbow on her computer. That's Adam Gertler.
Hello. How are you, everyone? Good to be back here today.
And she's the crown jewel of the DC Movie News Show and the host of TV Fights on Screen Junkies. Find her on Twitter at Roxy Stryer. She's Roxy Stryer.
Never has there been a better time to do a DC movie news show than right now.
That's right.
We are so in our moment right now. And those people that are listening right now, this is one of those times you'll be like, man, it must suck to be the host of DC movie news sometimes because you're always getting mud kicking your face. But I gotta ask Roxy, this must be what it's like to have been like a Boston Red Sox fans for most of your life.
For a long time, but then.
And a Patriots fan.
But then.
Yeah,
but
now
then.
It's all.
But then.
Yeah. I ain't saying we got our World Series yet. I'm just saying this is what it must feel like to be a Red Sox fan.
Yeah. I mean, what is happening right now? Can we claim we have all the answers? No, we cannot.
No, but I can tell you who's feeling pretty good right now. That's our co-host, Mike Kalinowski, who is once again not here because he's shooting some television. I hope you watched him on Jane the Virgin again this week. That's our top story, as always. Mike Kalinowski on Jane the Virgin. You better watch it. That's right.
Damn, though.
Mike Kalinowski's a trip.
We're so proud of him, honestly. I know we tell a lot of jokes on the show, but in all seriousness, good for him.
Yeah.
He's killing it.
Well deserved.
People listen. As you know, we are a fan-based show, so if you love him on the show, tweet the show. Let them know that you want to keep seeing him all the time.
You have no idea how much that really does help. For those of us in the hustle, when we have fans actually tweet good things for us, it helps immensely.
Yeah. Everybody follow Mike on Twitter and copy DC. Tell him how much you love Tripp and you love Mike and you love him on the show. And the only thing that would be better is if he were in the Berlantiverse.
Well, that's the thing. Oof. CW always takes care of their own, so I'm hoping that we slide him on over.
Mike Kalinowski, yeah. Black Lightning supporting cast member. Maybe.
Slide up in the DMs. All right, so. Great. The reason we started off with Another One Bites the Dust is you may have heard that the Batman still is without a director. Matt Reeves said no this week.
Sorry.
Adam?
No. Slight switch, yeah. Just let him know. Keep quiet.
Are you saying we have breaking news?
Like I was saying,
the Batman does have a director because Matt Reeves is on board officially. What the hell is going on in this world?
This is like you put your left foot in, you put your left foot out. Like, he is doing the most with this.
He's doing it.
How many times have we gotten an official announcement? I feel like they've all been official. He's officially in. He's officially out.
But his words. First time we heard a quote from the man.
Very true. So that makes it. Do we believe his officialness?
I believe this more than I believe. I believe this as much as I believe Wonder Woman is coming out in June of 2017.
That's happening.
I've seen posters. That's how I believe this guy.
All right.
Do you want to hear his quote?
Yes,
I would love to hear his quote.
Could I give him an accent for no reason?
Yes, for sure.
I mean, yeah, of course.
Which kind, though?
I'm going to give it my best shot and tell me what you think. Reeves added, I have loved the Batman's story since I was a child. He is such an iconic and compelling character, and one that resonates with me deeply. I am incredibly honored and excited to be working with Warner Brothers to bring an epic and emotional new take on the Caped Crusader to the big screen.
Nailed it!
Well, I mean, I think we can...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If anything else, guarantee that we'll never have Matt Reeves on this show now.
No.
But
I thought he sounded great.
No, he does. Yeah, he sounds awesome.
That,
was,
that must have been a direct recording, actually.
Yes.
Wow, I've only seen it written.
I worked on it all night.
Guys, I mean, what a difference a couple hours makes. I thought today was going to be one of those shows where it's just like, everything sucks, I don't know what to say.
Right.
And at least, you know, these are glimmer of hope things. And my overall thinking about DC has kind of changed in the past week, in that they should not try to be Marvel. They should start off by trying to at least be Fox.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, not be such a slave to a continuity and a long-form story if it's not happening. Just worry about getting some good movies in there, mm-hmm. keeping the world connected. If we lose Affleck, we lose Affleck. We don't need to reboot any universes. I don't think there's rebooting. I think there's always, like Fox does, you try to learn, you try to make a better film, you take two steps forward, sometimes you take one step back.
Sure.
But these characters are too big to fail. Warner Brothers isn't giving them away.
At least financially, they're too big to fail. Right. That was proven by Suicide Squad and
right.
CVS.
Which is actually the best thing going forward. And then everybody knows that the movies need to be better. So, you know, we don't need to worry about what we've already set up. Like, if we alter continuity or if we change, we move forward, that's all I'm concerned with. Let's just get some great movies.
Yeah. And I think this year's going to be, it can't be, I don't want to say it can't be worse than last year, but critically, these two movies this year cannot get worse reviews than the two last year. That's a bonus.
Why you gotta say something like that?
There are numbers right. below 26.
That's what I mean. I'm saying, like, I'm hoping you're right,
24,
but
23. You could even be in the teens.
Don't do that.
I know that you guys are getting a little frustrated with me, but I have to speculate because I am a little confused.
Do it.
What happened?
I don't know.
Was the announcement that he was? Why did we go from he's in to he is out?
Maybe they offered him.
He is in.
They offered him his own Batman cowl.
Here's what I think could have happened. Mm-hmm. First thing we got to ask ourselves is the Ben Affleck situation. Big question mark here. Now, last time I was on the show, I wasn't saying that I thought Ben Affleck was leaving, but there have been a lot of rumors that he wants out. So Reeves was in.
You're talking about the Collider?
Yeah, the Collider thing. But, you know, it's gained some traction. Mm-hmm. So then the notion is, like, if Ben's only contracted to one more film, let's say it's a Justice League film, and he's not contracted to the Batman, or let's say it's only one film,
mm-hmm.
and they're moving forward, do they want to keep Ben if he doesn't want to stay? Like, if they have him contracted to one film, do you make Ben Affleck do another Batman film, or do you cut your losses and get the new Batman in there?
But why do you have to have a new Batman?
What do you mean, why do you have to have a new Batman?
Why can't we wait until... Because he's obviously doing Justice League, so why do you have to have a Batman standalone if it's not going to be Ben? Why don't we do it in 2030?
Because I think there's enough interest and demand in a solo Batman film that it's not a franchise that they're willing to not put up.
It's ludicrous to simultaneously have two Batmans in the live-action movie universe on the same Earth.
It wouldn't be simultaneous, it would be successive.
But then what happens when we go to Justice League 2?
There's no plans for Justice League 2 right now, and it might be a different Batman at that time.
But could we possibly use the Matt Reeves Batman instead of Ben in Justice League 2 and just pretend it was the same person?
I don't think that there's going to be two existing Batmans.
Okay.
I think if Ben leaves, then whoever steps in is the new Batman moving forward.
Huh.
So that's the thing. So the question is, are you going to assign Ben Affleck to five more movies? Or do you not, and do you relaunch? Or another possibility is the second piece of news we have, which we'll come to, is are you going to maybe move a different character into the role of Batman, which would be radical and crazy, but never been done, and it would be bold.
I don't know. I don't think Affleck's leaving. I just think that maybe he just felt like he had too much on his plate. I don't think he would leave that kind of responsibility, considering he just did his first movie as Batman, you know? I would like to think that, at least.
We talked about this a little bit last week, but I don't know if we do have clarification on how many movies Ben Affleck is contracted to do.
Everybody says they know, but I'm challenging our chat role. Just show me a source that legitimately shows what Ben Affleck is actually contracted to.
One, three, six, I've heard it all. Like
I've heard that it's one more movie after Justice League, And I don't know if, based on the contract, does that have to be a Justice League sequel, or could it be
in
the solo?
Is there a loophole? What does it mean? I agree.
And then the other question is, let's say it's only one film, and you can't convince him to come back for more after that, at what point... That's what I'm saying, is like, if let's say he's contracted with one more film, but you only get one more film with him. Do you do the one more film with him, or do you move on to the new Batman, introduce him in The Batman,
oh boy,
and move forward?
No, I don't think so. I think you do the one more film. I will take as much Ben as I can get.
Okay.
I would rather Ben as my solo Batman and us only get that, and then let's figure out a reason in Justice League 2 or moving forward why we don't have a Batman. Don't give me two Batmans.
Yeah.
Don't just change the actor of Batman. It's so strange to me. Yeah. It's strange.
The chat room seems very convinced that everything is moving forward with Affleck. Listen, I think you're probably right, but it is a little weird that in this official press release, you have the release there. I haven't even read the release. So you have that quote, and he talks about how much he loves Batman, but like they haven't mentioned, like, I'm excited to work with Ben. Ben Affleck is not mentioned in that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
So is it possible that Reeves in Out was kind of like...
Well, there
get rid of it. I'm just saying, guys.
I think it was Zeno Hour in the chat that said, read the Deadline report or something. They lowballed Matt Reeves. So do we think it has anything to potentially do with that? That Warner Brothers didn't give Matt Reeves what he asked for? And then finally they folded when there was too much back and forth?
So you think it was all just about a money thing?
I don't know. I'm kind of throwing it out there.
At this point, no. He's got all the money he'll ever need.
Who
has all the money he'll ever need?
Affleck.
No, I'm not talking about Affleck. I'm talking about Matt Reeves.
Well, no, besides money, Matt Reeves can make whatever film he wants to make.
Sure.
He took over a franchise, came in on a sequel, made a better, more financially successful sequel, and a follow-up to that. He's a top-tier director now. I'd like to think... This is my fantasy world chat role. What do you guys think? I think... He had a take on Batman, and
they loved it,
or maybe they didn't at first.
Oh,
and I think he drew a line in the sand. Maybe
you think this is about creative.
I think it's about creative.
That would be the best if he had a take and they said no, just like what happened with Michelle McLaren, and just like what's happened with a couple other directors that have been in the DCEU. If he had a take, they said no, and then he convinced them, and is that strong
it's a
take?
Baller move.
I am so in. I do not think that's what happened. I think it's probably, like most things in the entertainment industry, which sucks because I know us fans, we don't like to believe it, probably had something to do with money.
You think Matt Reeves was demanding more?
I don't
I'm sure he wasn't demanding less.
He's
like, no, there's too much money. Let's do this.
I'm just saying. I don't think
he's demand. That's the thing. That paints him in a bad light, and I don't want to do that. I think he probably said... In order for me to do this, this is a massive project, I need this much. And if they said no, he probably was willing to walk away.
Fair enough.
I think...
Yeah, because he's already got a great career, and why take that risk when... Okay.
I'm going to disagree. I don't think this was about money. I think they're probably offering... I think Warner Brothers, the size of their studio, the amount that these movies make, the size of their budgets, I don't think they're lowballing directors. I think that the problem is creatively. That's why we've lost so many directors. That's why there's been so much turmoil. And you know what? If... Wonder Woman is okay, and Justice League is okay, and then Aquaman is great, and then moving forward, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, we don't gotta reboot. As long as the movies start to get better,
right.
It takes a long time to get there. It sucks if we have to roll with some sucky movies.
And here's the thing. If Wonder Woman and Justice League crush it, nobody's going to remember what people thought about Suicide Squad or Batman vs. Superman, because we're going to be much better set up for the rest of the slate.
Right. Couple interesting things going on in the chat.
Coming from
Corey, sorry to butcher this, Bellick. I think if Ben were to leave as Batman, they could do a Flashpoint movie in which when Flash restores the timeline, the characters of Ben and hopefully Lex Luthor will be different due to recap. I mean, the DC... I know they're probably saying that...
snuck in Lex Luthor in there.
Yes, just snuck Lex right in there. But it would be interesting if they did try to tie it into the story and not just pretend they did a recast, you know? Like, if they addressed it head on, maybe we would be more willing to forgive. Not saying there is a recast, just saying if there was. Also from Metal Grand... Ben is out. They can't announce until after Justice League comes out.
Well, that's the thing, is they wouldn't announce. There's no way they could announce that until after Justice League, because then that kills your ramp up for Justice League.
Exactly.
I would hate to see that, man.
But it's going to be really hard to hide that Justice League doesn't come out till November.
Right.
Yes.
So you think this is the last time Matt Reeves' Batman movie is going to make news until then? Like,
no way. It's making news every week.
Although, counterpoint, maybe Ben Affleck was like, you know what, Matt Reeves, I'm sitting this out. You talk to them because I've already tried to talk to them and whatever. And maybe Reeves and Affleck are on a united front and they're very excited to bring their vision together. That would be the best case scenario.
And that's honestly, if I had to guess, I do think that that is what is going to happen. I think Ben Affleck is going to star in Matt Reeves's The Batman.
I sure would think that would be perfect.
But
how would you say that Matt Reeves's The Batman?
Yeah.
Matt Reeves, The Batman. It's,
yeah,
no, no, the apostrophe goes apostrophe on the outside.
Yeah, Matt Reeves, The Batman.
Yes.
Thank you.
I gotta say, percentage of the chance that Affleck is playing The Batman in Matt Reeves' movie, for me right now, I'm giving 60%.
What are you giving it, Johnny?
Well, you're saying absolute. Are you going 99?
No. I'm going to go about 70.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
Just a little bit more.
Oh, so you're going 60. Oh, geez. Now I'm going to go the positive route. I'm going to say 72.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay. So it's like
Price is
Right.
We want you guys in the YouTube comments, on iTunes, wherever you are, let us know what percentage you think it is possible that Ben Affleck is going to be
okay.
The Batman.
You know, now, Sion Hughes just brought up a good point, which takes us to the next story, I think.
I was just going to say, you know what we do think is going to happen? Nightwing movie directed by Chris McKay.
Okay, which is the better news? I don't know.
Well, this is new news, so...
New news.
It's new news.
This is new news.
It's new news.
So it's less muddy, less cloudy. Is there potential that this is Swervy McGurvy?
Well, no. Last week we talked about Chris McKay went to the... He said in the media, I would love to direct a live-action movie. Sure enough, a week later... This comes out, and look, Lego Movie, some people are calling it the greatest DC movie of all time. There's an article about that this week, so why not give him a shot?
It was amazing. You and I haven't talked about this in the same room yet, about Lego. How freaking awesome
I love that movie.
I love that movie.
All the callbacks to everything Batman throughout the history.
And actually visual callbacks, too. Like,
the visual callbacks are awesome.
Everything
it looks
was
so funny.
Awesome. But, yeah.
Everything was awesome, which is actually the song.
The other Lego
movie.
I didn't even do that on purpose.
I know you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Okay, you know why this is exciting news? Because this is that kind of like internal, born out of a love for the thing that we've really been missing. This is like, you know, Joss Whedon getting announced to do the Avengers. Like, this is somebody that's obviously such a fan that made the fans happy that then Warner Brothers hires to do the thing to make the fans happy.
What does a Nightwing movie look like in this universe?
So this is interesting. So we've seen the Robin suit from the Robin that was killed. We're assuming that's Jason Todd. Now I'm thinking that has to get addressed in the Batman movie because the movie-going public doesn't know that story.
You mean Dick Grayson, or you mean just the suit?
To introduce us to the whole concept of who Robin is, who Jason Todd is, who Dick Grayson is. Like, you got to deal with that because people don't know that. The words Dick Grayson have not been uttered in this universe, nor have Jason Todd. So we don't really know. Now, you know, I don't know if you deal with that in the Nightwing movie. And you have, it's all flashbacks, and is Batman a part of that film too? A younger Batman? I don't know. Are we flashing back and having Batman and Robin in their heyday in black and white?
Because can you do the Nightwing film without a Batman?
You can.
No, I mean physically. Is that something you would want
to
see?
There'd have to be a flashback at least.
It seems like there would have to be. Because how do you introduce this character?
Right. He leaves the stable to do his own thing.
Unless we don't introduce him, and unless he's on his own Earth or... I don't know.
Now... One possibility, I'm sure everybody in the chat room has already thought of this. Maybe they are going to say, like, hey, Ben, give us one more movie, two more movie after your contract. We're going to phase this guy into being the new Batman, which would give you something you've never seen before, a real death of Bruce Wayne and then a new origin story for a new Batman.
Right.
So that could be really exciting. Like,
you're saying,
like,
the Nightwing would turn into our new Batman.
Yeah, like a Nightwing sequel.
Out.
I'm talking like 2025 down the road. That would be some really cool long-term game stuff.
Yeah.
Because if you recast Ben Affleck as Batman in this universe, you're not going to go older than him. I mean, you're either going to go at the same age or go younger. But I don't think rebooting is the way to go. That's why I think kind of Fox has the right idea. Like, Deadpool and Logan are two of the best movies they've done. They really don't give a shit about any kind of continuity, although they do reference their world. Like, Logan references the X-Men universe perfectly. It all matters. The 17 years that you've watched X-Men movies is the reason Logan works. Mm-hmm. But without being slavishly obedient to any continuity, like Marvel has done so well. You know, nobody's going to do it as good as Marvel at this point.
Right. And they got to stop worrying about it. Bottom line is, BVS and Suicide Squad made enough money to where they are successful when it comes to the green. All they have to do now is focus on putting out the best projects possible and creating a little bit of stability.
I totally agree with you, Johnny.
James Finneran in the chat says, Nightwing movie, just have him talk about Batman and not see Batman. Would that be good enough for us?
That sounds so exciting. Yeah. Just maybe my Nightwing sitting in an armchair.
They always tell you, tell, don't show.
Yes.
That's the rule.
Exactly. It was the best of times.
I remember.
It was the worst of times.
I remember being trained by Bruce. He was a bastard. Cuts his shots of the Lego movie. Yes. Like, they actually use the Lego movie as the background.
So that's kind of funny. Either way, people are excited about McKay. They're really pumped.
I'm jumping the gun a little bit here. But out of curiosity, Adam, because you are such a massive fan, in your dream of dream castings, in your dream world, putting you on the spot here, you have somebody that you feel like you've been thinking, wow, that's Nightwing for me, or that person could tackle this character?
God, the first person I thought of is the kid who plays Lip on Shameless.
Oh, my God, he's so good. Ian, Ian's a little bit. What's his name? He's amazing.
He's really good.
He's so good.
I'm waiting for that guy to blow up, and like he's got.
And he's gotten hotter too. Sorry.
I mean, I was thinking it, but I'm glad you said it.
Yeah,
He's like a shorter person, you know. But I don't know. I'm terrible at spontaneous casting.
Jeremy Allen White.
Okay. I think he'd be a good Nightwing.
Huh? And do you think right age?
Because he's like mid to late 20s probably at this point. What does it say? When is he born?
It doesn't. You know how sometimes on IMDb the people try to look younger?
Yeah, I mean, I think Nightwing is like 25, 26, should be.
Young enough.
Who could eventually go on to be Batman sometime down the future. I think that would be so bold. Wow. That would be really establishing yourself. Because, I mean, that happened in the story, I believe, like the Grant Morrison RIP, Batman RIP. I mean, do they have the cojones to do that, to long form a story? But that's, you know, that's really what I'm wondering. What is their long form story?
I think a lot of it depends on how this year goes. If we have two more hugely successful financial realm, I think absolutely the world is their oyster at that point. Now, moving on from a movie that apparently is definitely going to happen to a movie that we have no clue whatsoever if it's going to happen, and that's Shazam. But apparently David F. Sandberg from Annabelle 2, that is going to be coming up soon, is in talks to helm the film, the one that The Rock likes to talk about, where we don't have a Shazam yet. So
I love how early Johnny started saying swerve on this movie.
Yeah. So interesting. I mean, the Shazam news is still perplexing. I feel like, do you guys think like by Comic-Con this year we're going to have a new slate and sort of a new like, all right, guys.
This like is an what... official slate that they're going to release at Comic-Con?
Like our official, like just to update you guys, you know, we've had some ups and downs and here we go.
I would like that actually.
Are we still getting a Black Adam movie? Is this guy directing the Shazam movie? Right. I'm still so confused about that news. It's hard to get excited about this guy until I've seen anything he does.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
Annabelle 2's, I'm not going to see it. Those movies, they terrify me.
What is this picture? Who put this up there? Is this a Black Adam? Like, is this fan art?
Yeah, I think it must be because there's no way that...
Fan art.
It's some pretty cool Black Adam fan
art. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Well, that's because The Rock actually decided to... He wanted to explain. He's trying to spin it to where Black Adam is a flat-out hero. And so it's a very interesting article.
They tell you to do this, by the way, when you are an actor.
Of course.
Never judge your character and think of yourself as the good guy.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Well, here's a quote from The Rock. I'd love to read this in The Rock's actual voice, but it's too hyper.
Do it.
All right. Well, The Rock says this. Again, I love the backstory that he started off as a slave and he was held down. I think that kind of backstory about a man who's held down and he rises up out of that to become greater and then dealing with the conflict and pain of losing his family, it's dark. But The Rock says this. But it also adds to the gravity and adds to the weight of the story. He's a hero.
I need a hero.
Well, that's how he feels.
And he could be a great anti-hero. Absolutely.
Well, I think what he was trying to say is that this is somebody who's dealt with some ish in his life. It's not like he just decided to go evil. But that's what DC is so great at with their villains, is giving them backstories and explaining to us usually why, or, you know, kind of having us have those feels for them. So
he was chosen to become Egypt's mightiest hero, and then all that power corrupted him, and that's where he went down the wrong path.
You could have a story where in Shazam, Solo's story, like, they are rivals, and then maybe at some point the Black Adam becomes Shazam's mentor. Yeah. We have them working together against some other kind of threat.
Do you think that he's trying to hint at that, or do you think he's just swerving McGurving?
I think he does this public swerving McGurving. I mean, because didn't he do that with Vin Diesel making the new Fast Fate of the Furious movie? Like, they were very public. He was like, other people are not professional on the set. And in the plot of the film is them against each other. So, I mean, I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about when when Rock was doing that? So this could be him coming early out, trying to be a little meta and with the swervies.
Maybe.
And, of course, we have so much time before whenever Shazam might come out. But The Rock is, hey, he's the number one promotional machine you could ever ask for from his days in pro wrestling where he still pops back. He was in Monday Night Raw in L.A. on Monday. So he's basically taking charge of a movie about this pro wrestler Paige. It's a passion project, and they filmed an actual scene from the movie right after Monday Night Raw. The guy's all over the place.
So he's producing this?
He's behind it, and it's no, I was not at Raw on Monday night.
Was Starman there? Stardust? Starboy?
No, he's gone from WWE.
Wasn't Starman a character on Tecmo Wrestling?
It was
on Nintendo?
I think it was, actually.
Hasn't he been in the DC universe?
It was Stardust, but his name's Cody Rhodes. He's no longer with WWE. He left.
Sorry for him.
No, he's doing great, trust me. Okay. So yes. So Shazam, David S. Sandberg, and The Rock talking about Black Adam, so good stuff there.
A lot of people are saying that they have confirmed that Affleck is still the Batman. I'll believe it when I hear it officially. Yeah. When this film is officially announced in production, that's when I'll believe it. Until then, I'm just not sure. I hear what you're saying, and I want it to be true, but I just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is interesting. We're going to move on to Wonder Woman here. Plenty of good stuff here. There's been some early reactions.
Huge week.
Right?
Yeah.
Early reactions from friends of friends of friends.
Yes, okay.
Nobody directly.
Go ahead, Roxy, take it away.
Early reactions to Wonder Woman, i.e. we have gotten some tweets from people who have friends who have friends who have gone to a screening of Wonder Woman many months early. So this was interesting because obviously you can't tweet it yourself. You're not allowed to, or you will get severely fined and also never be invited to anything like this ever again. Yeah. They also tell you not to talk about it with anybody, but obviously we're human, so usually we tell our fiancés, our kids, our friends, whatnot. The first tweet in this article was interesting because it was the harshest of all of them, I feel. This was coming from @Daniel...
Harshest by a negative, you mean?
Yes. @DanielRPK. I wasn't at Wonder Woman's test screening, but I heard from people who were. Told me it was good, but not as good as the animated movie. So that was interesting.
To be fair, the animated movie is really good.
Yes, it is. And he said he heard it was good, but it's not even super harsh. I'm just saying, the tweets, that was probably the harshest. This one's coming from @Daniel_Elison. This means nothing, but spoke to someone who saw Wonder Woman and said they were blown away by the movie and it is the best movie of the DCEU.
Now, great.
That's obviously...
That would put it better than Man of Steel for me, which is not an impossible bar to get past. Sure. And that would make me really happy.
Man of Steel is my lowest on that. So.
Okay.
This one's coming from @Akil... Huaj_DC.
Great work.
I heard from a friend who saw the #WonderWoman movie and said we're blown away from the movie and ... OMG, I can't wait. I actually think I undersold the amount of dots.
This could all be plants too, because just like somebody a couple of weeks ago leaked that they heard from somebody that the movie was a mess. I mean, to be fair...
Well, we know who that person was that said that.
I know. But
you definitely know that
I
person.
Heard going into Logan from Mike Kalinowski, who said he worked with people that worked on Logan, that the third act was a mess. I just saw the film. If it was a mess, they cleaned it up. So, you know.
Yeah, so usually do you think that means that it never was a mess, or it was a mess, they got negative reviews, and they worked on it?
I think also it could mean that some people that are working on one aspect of the film don't really know how it's all going to come together. They have no idea what's going on in the editing, and they're not there for all the shots, so they could be just... I found that a lot of people who work on these projects can be pretty snarky about them, so...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know that necessarily...
And a lot of them that work on it aren't even necessarily fans of the properties.
But if Wonder Woman was a mess, it certainly... They certainly completed filming of this film a long time ago. Like, if there were things to fix... Then they had time to fix it.
Absolutely.
They still have time.
Yeah.
It's 3 months away, right? Yes. 100 days? We're just less than 100 days.
Crazy.
For Wonder Woman.
This is where the tweets started to get kind of interesting, though, because this is coming from @Duh_Nerdette. Like what I'm hearing about last night's screening for hashtag Wonder Woman, positive reactions all around for Patty Jenkins and Gal Gadot. So, is she saying she likes what she heard from the tweets from other people? Or that she has a friend? Like, this doesn't even reference anybody going to a screening.
Right, exactly. Well, that's exactly how the rumors take on the life of their own.
Like what I'm hearing, is this person... you have no idea. So, the rest of the tweets kind of are following that method, where it's like, I'm hearing great things from people on Twitter who heard from their friends who maybe went and saw. Well, this but is, it's good. At least we're not hearing this is a piece of crap.
I mean, this is
interesting comment from Mattel Grand. He said, Suicide Squad got glowing reactions from test screenings, too. Who cares? And, of course, his picture is just nothing.
That is true, and I do not like that movie.
And so did Fantastic Four.
Well, I never believed those, though. Like, that didn't even feel real.
That Jay-Z screening, though.
Yeah, so we have other Wonder Woman news, though, don't we? We should have
Jay-Z promote everything. Yeah, we got our first look at Ares thing, so a couple of action figures. Check these out.
Do you guys think it sucks that action figures, like, spoil the ending of the film?
Yes.
I do, too.
Yeah, yes, I do. And, you know, I'm spoiler queen, but when I saw this, I was kind of bummed. Not because it doesn't look great, not because, like, anything, but... Yeah.
This is like Giant Man in Civil War. It's like, if that could have been a reveal...
Yeah, it's going to be a big use of CGI practical effects to create the character, they say. I mean, it is what it is, but it goes back to, like, I was so pissed when they showed Doomsday in the trailer for BBS. I was like, why? Just, how about let's hear... Fade to black, let's hear the roar, and then we can guess what it is.
Yes.
Don't show us it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do we think about the look, though?
We talked about it a couple weeks ago. Do you remember? We were like, oh, is Ares going to appear as that actor? Yes, yes. Or is it going to be a CGI thing? And we debated it, and I guess now we have the answer. I think the look is awesome. I mean, the look is very reminiscent of the comics.
And would you have rather seen it with a picture that Patty Jenkins tweeted out of an actual costume?
Well, or a CGI build or whatever.
I mean, an actual image.
Anything more than this. If they knew that it was going to come out, then I would have liked a Patty Jenkins thing. I mean, it just kind of stinks that you know that... You could know without knowing, but once you officially know, it just kind of sucks. I just hate that, you know, that these are kind of spoiled in this way because it's toys.
Say on the belt.
But at the same time, we have not seen him in any trailers, which I love that. So hopefully we don't see him in any more trailers.
But he looks cool.
You know what? You're right, and I hope they don't, because not everybody pays attention to this minutiae, the movie going public. I hope they're kept in the dark, and it's a little bit of a surprise.
And also, we know who's playing Ares now. It's going to be David Thewlis, as you might know from Harry Potter.
Harry Potter? Yeah, I'm not a massive Harry Potter fan, but I do know him from Harry Potter. And he's good.
If you've never seen the film Naked, this is the first time I ever saw David Thewlis, and after that film...
Have you never seen Harry Potter while being naked?
Oh, that's the only way I watch Harry Potter movies. Don't judge me. The film Naked...
Oh,
I understand why you thought that. I did. Mm-hmm. The film Naked with David Thewlis, he goes on these rants about some dark stuff, but just... I bet you could YouTube that. YouTube it if you haven't seen it. I thought this guy was the best actor in the world.
Really?
When I saw that thing. This was like 20 years ago. I was like in college, whatever. But like, he's amazing. So, you know, they got a great actor to play a good role. But I just hope it's not another like, all right, we're at this point in the movie. Here's the CGI monster.
Right.
Here's the fight. Like, how do you make that fresh? You know, because like we saw at the end of The Wolverine, the last Wolverine movie, they were like, all right, now it's CGI monster time. And it's like, I don't give a rat's ass anymore. So I hope that doesn't happen here.
So I have no idea if this is true or false. This is just coming from somebody in the chat. Casey Noirine?
Got him.
Guy at Wonder Woman screening said Ares wasn't wearing that helmet, but the classic one. So I don't know if that is true or not.
Okay.
Or who was at the screening.
Okay.
But just throw that out there.
From a great actor to a great director, Joss Whedon reflected on this past week about his rejected Wonder Woman script. And he said, you know, I worked really hard on the movie. It meant a lot to me. But I don't know if I was if what I was trying to do would fit in what the studio's vision is. I had a take on the film that basically nobody liked. We just saw different movies. And at the price range this kind of movie hangs in, that's never going to work. He did mention that his version of it... It was very different than what Patty Jenkins is doing. So basically, Diana left home with Steve Trevor shortly after they became friends. Then they would give aid to refugees, and Diana runs into plenty of trouble in Gateway City.
Uh-huh. Do you think that he is I'm not saying that he is, but do you think that this is kind of a little jab at the studio, saying, like, what he had didn't match? He's not saying what they have is better. He's saying what he had didn't match their vision. And so far, for what we've seen from the DCEU, people haven't loved what we've seen, so...
Maybe a little bit of that. I also think that he did this before he even did Avengers, right? That script, I'm pretty sure, right?
I think so.
It was a different time. I would think that maybe his Wonder Woman script was like a big screen version of his Buffy kind of thing, with a maybe of a smaller, less spectacular feel to it. You know,
you're saying when he talks about budget, his was actually less money than...
No, when he talks about budget, it just means like any movie that's over $100, $150 million, it's like unless you see eye to eye, they're not going to be like, oh yeah, we trust you.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think what he means by that. Especially at that point. And again, the landscape has changed in the past couple years with these R-rated, slightly, you know, maybe half the budget of the other films, and they're showing great returns. But it's clearly not... what this is. I think the best answer is probably somewhere in between.
Yeah, I just like him and I trust him, and I would love to see him working in the DCEU on something like this, especially because we do know he handles female characters so well.
I would love that too. I mean, he's a free agent now, so why not?
Yeah, he can do what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
More good news for Lego Batman. We already mentioned it earlier, but still keeps crushing it at the box office. 7.5 million one of the days last week. I don't even know what the total number is up to at this point, but it's still doing great.
I think also part of this has to do with the fact that people were in such a tumultuous climate right now, and things are going crazy.
You gotta laugh.
This movie was exactly what I needed when I saw it. It was funny. It was bright. It was...
And I'm really glad you bring that up. We are in a time where people do need to laugh. I've noticed a difference at comedy shows. Like, even stand-up audiences are a lot more on edge, and the last couple of months they've been a little bit weirder and a little bit more like... If you say anything that they might consider a little bit controversial, they're just like, oh.
Oh, really?
It's really annoying. And I think you're right.
So the rooms have been tougher is what you're saying?
The rooms have been tougher,
Go out and see Johnny, guys. Give him the love.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in general, it's all going to come back around. But I just think you're right. The climate we're in right now is so messed up. People do just need to go out and have a good time. And I think Lego Batman provided that.
I will also say that, like, one of the best things Lego Batman did is, like, it was a palate cleansing reboot. The fact that Warner Brothers is able to make fun of itself and let their filmmakers make fun of themselves, that to me is refreshing. That's why I'm like, all right, well, let's just keep trying. All right, that didn't work. Like,
while still making fun of Iron Man.
Right. Like, Fox has made a lot of crappy, this is why I compare to Fox, like, they made a lot of crappy X-Men movies, but they got so much right in that first one, it spawned what's been happening for 18 years. And then, like, they miss huge with a solo Logan movie, and then they come back. Look at how that mirrors each other, right? Shitty studio-interfered Logan movie with a shitty Deadpool. Deadpool hangs around long enough, gets an actual Deadpool movie made. The success of that movie allows them to then bookend and make this great Logan movie. So, in the middle, they made a bunch of crap. So, you know, it's just, you know, positive, keep moving forward, and, like, Lego Batman is definitely... It's not just a kiddie movie. Like, there's love for anybody that loves Batman. I think the only movie that it's not great for is maybe, like, a 14-year-old girl.
Why?
Because I sat next to one, and she didn't seem to be laughing as much as I was, and I felt a little weird.
So maybe that particular 14-year-old.
Yeah.
I am determined to see it before our show next week. I've been in the middle of moving, and life has just been crazy, but I haven't seen it yet. No.
Oh, you have a treat coming for you, man.
I know, I need to. After I throw my back out in the next 24 hours trying to move.
Oh.
It's going to be fun.
Sorry.
That is what it is. But yeah, so Lego Batman killing it. We also have some art from Justice League, which is pretty cool. Basically, I won't say it's art, but it's a photo. Zack Snyder shared a little action shot from Justice League, if we could throw it up there, Anthony. Just a shot of him editing in the editing bay. And pretty sweet.
Not that.
Oh, yeah, not that. Yeah, it was the actual Batman. Yeah, this is from the new Justice League film. This is an actual frame from Justice League.
Of him editing, yep.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Well, it's Batman in... Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
I believe you, somebody down. Get the
water
down.
I'll email it to you right now.
You've seen it.
I believe
you. If you're watching the show, you've seen it.
Good point.
Sure. All right. So we'll skip over that for now, Johnny?
Yep, might as well. Aquaman cinematographer, we got one.
Aquaman
Don
cinematographer,
Burgess.
Who
Don
is?
Burgess.
What do you guys think about this? Are we excited? I know that, Adam, you've said that Aquaman is the movie that you are actually on the slate most excited for right now.
Yes, because I feel like that's the film. I feel like the same little dance that just happened with Matt Reeves happened first with James Wan. I feel like James Wan was able to carve out a position that he felt really happy with. I like what I'm hearing about, you know, the style that they're going to be taking with this film. It sounds like it's going to have a tremendous epic quality to it. And also, Aquaman has the benefit of letting the other films go before it, figure out what worked and didn't work. And it just sounds like...
It knows what it is.
It knows what it is. And mm-hmm. and I think that's why even, like, up till Justice League, everything was so rolling on through Justice League. Everything from, like, BVS through Justice League was all sort of, like, the first, like, wave, essentially. And now Aquaman, I think, starts the second wave. There's no other films announced for 2018 right now.
Yeah.
So whether they've announced it or not, there's been a shuffling. There's going to be interruption in the flow of films. Maybe, I mean, do you guys think that they have time to get another one? And maybe that's Gotham City Sirens one.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sneaks
maybe.
Out.
Yes.
But, I mean, if Aquaman's already coming out in October, that would mean that Gotham City Sirens would have to come out.
Yeah.
I mean, the earliest I could see is like February at this point.
Burgess is a great choice. James Wan actually had a pretty good tweet. He said, I chose Don Burgess, some upcoming kid I gave a break to on Conjuring 2. Even though Don's worked on Forrest Gump, Spider-Man, Castaway. I mean, the guy has done
Wan's got a great sense of humor. He does. Yes. His tweets are funny. Yeah, because a fan had asked him about it, who was doing the camera work, and that's how he replied.
It's
you
great.
Know, just some upcoming kid.
Wan is the kind of dude I would love to just grab a drink with and BS. Like, he's that kind of personality, I think.
Yeah. And BVS?
I'd like to do it in BVS. By the way, Anthony, check the show's email. Shows at AfterBuzz. I sent it to you.
Okay.
So yeah, so we got that. Also, shooting date for Aquaman has also been revealed. And guess what, guys? It's coming up pretty soon, just before Wonder Woman hits. May 22nd, they say, is going to be the date where production begins, with filming taking place in Queensland, Australia, and Sicily, Italy.
Queensland, Australia, and Sicily, which Italy.
I've always wanted to go to Sicily. I think I'm going to go in May.
And check out the set?
Yeah. Don't let me on.
I'm really, really interested in how they're going to portray this underwater world.
What do you think we're doing in Sicily?
I mean, there's so much. I mean, there's so much old, beautiful architecture there.
And it's also right near all. It's right near the ocean.
Capri. You could be shooting a lot of the ruins in Italy, and maybe those are going to be used somehow in an underwater world.
And then Australia is a lot of like the outside.
Oh, there's the. I think we got the picture of Batman up there.
There's the action shot from. Justice League.
Is that happening live now during the show? Oh yeah. So guess what? If nothing else happens in Justice League, I think we're gonna get another amazing scene of Batman kicking ass, one upping the warehouse scene.
Names.
Yeah, like this is that scene. That's my guess is that this is the warehouse scene from BVS, except these people look kind of robotic, which means that we can rip their heads off and do everything and not have to complain that Batman is killing people.
Good for us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So yeah, May 22nd, it is happening. Get to Australia, get to Italy, and I hope you get to hang out there.
Yeah, totally.
Also, it looks like we have a new Aquaman. There's so much stuff happening over like the last 24 hours. It's crazy. It looks like there's also a new Aquaman synopsis that
really.
Kind of.
I know not of this.
Did we talk about this on the last show?
No, we did not.
Okay.
This is from ScreenRant.com, and this came out just 22 hours ago. So here we go. The synopsis is. Aquaman will center on Aquaman.
Well, this is because this is coming from our casting call, correct? Post on casting call site, acting auditions. The
there
new synopsis is only two sentences long, followed by a list of stars as well as the names of those involved behind the camera. The rest of the post covers the requirements for the actors to apply.
Okay. Yes. Aquaman will center on Aquaman as a reluctant ruler of the underwater kingdom of Atlantis who is caught between land dwellers that are always polluting the globe and his own people who are ready to invade the surface.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, he's stuck in the middle. It's going to be great. Someone in the chat world just said they can't wait for the fight sequences in Aquaman, and I agree. That's what I think is going to be spectacular and unique, because it's like they're flying, but they're not.
But underwater fight sequence is going to be really weird.
Johnny, fast ones, though. I want the next part, though, because the second variant can be found at the bottom of the page.
Go for it.
That's, Aquaman is the king of the seven seas. The reluctant ruler of Atlantis can be caught between a surface world constantly ravaging the sea of Atlanteans, looking to lash out in revolt, is committed committed to protecting the entire globe. That one's a little more, gave us a little more adjectives.
So yeah, pretty cool stuff. But that said, I think that covers all the movie news for this week, unless something happened over the past 40 minutes, which in the DC world, it may have dropped.
Oh, I did want to just mention, though, I clicked over to comicbook.com, and it's funny, like, what we were talking about, people's reaction says, one, is Nightwing going to appear in the Batman? And that sounds like that would make a lot of sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
and that's
also...
how they introduce a Nightwing spinoff?
Right, right. And then, does Nightwing mean that Ben Affleck's Batman will retire? So it's just,
what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's, I think anybody. It's very clear that this is it's an obvious speculation, and I would be a fan of it. Well, I'm also a Bruce Wayne as Batman fan. I just think it would be so bold and cool,
fan.
And a Ben Affleck fan to give him like three movies and then either kill him or retire him. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I just think that would be really bold. I'd be really impressed if that happens. But I understand fans saying I only want to see Bruce in the cowl. I mean, I get that too
for sure. But that said, I think it's time.
I think it's time.
What
I think
time?
It's time.
It's time.
What kind of time?
It's time for... I almost got it right on that time.
So close, but yes.
Yeah. She thinks that Green Arrow's fine.
Green Arrow's okay. I'll talk about it in a minute, but Green Arrow this episode, I'm not so into him. But anyway, go ahead, Johnny. You can hit us with the news.
There's not a ton of news. I know Adam wants to talk about Justice League Action.
I just want to say thank you, Justice League Action, for being the best 15-minute straight shot, awesome, fun, exciting, super cool, hilarious show. I just, every time I watch it, I'm like, this show is so good. Is everybody watching this?
I've not seen it yet.
You had, like, Mark Hamill as the Swamp Thing. They're all self-contained. There's no commercials. They're 15-minute episodes.
All right.
And yet they're telling an overarching story, too. And you've got Kevin Conroy as Batman. I think the last one, Batman went back in time with Blue Beetle to his first mission and saw the old Batman. Like, it was so cool.
Was Mike Kalinowski Blue Beetle?
He was not Blue Beetle, but he definitely could have been. So you got like a little Batman and Robin, flavor without it actually being Robin. It was cool. Are you guys watching Justice League Action? I'm sure if you're paying attention to DC movie news, you must be watching Justice League Action, right?
Probably.
I got to get on it. Sorry that I haven't.
Please do.
I am watching all the other shows, though, although I do think I missed Powerless this week. That one, I'm having a little bit of a harder time.
It's better than I thought it would be.
I only saw the first episode. Is it worth watching?
I saw the first two.
Episode two?
If there's been a third... Yeah,
I dug episode two. I was shocked, actually. It was funny and well written.
Maybe I've seen the first three and not the. I don't know, but I'm behind one. I'm pretty sure. But I am caught up on everything else. Starting with starting Monday. Supergirl. We got Supergirl going
Mixel
on.
Mixel Piddalick. I loved the pronunciation. I felt like it was the clearest because I've said Mixel Plick for most of my life.
I suck at it.
Mixel Piddalick.
It's Mix-a-Piddalick.
Mixel? Like Mixel Piddalick.
Oh, I was hearing mix a pit.
No, Mixel. Mixel.
Mix-a-Piddalick.
X followed by the L and then Piddalick. That's how they were saying it on Supergirl. I go with it. I love this episode.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, this is corny and weird, and then it got awesome.
It was awesome, and the way that she connived him into switching it around and making him say it.
How did you like? I love the Fortress of Solitude coming to life.
I loved it.
That was so cool.
Yeah, that was really baller. I loved that. And why did we air the Valentine's Day ones though?
It's a little weird when you air a holiday episode after the holiday passes.
Let's not call Valentine's Day a holiday, guys. Come on, just a day.
He sounds like Maggie.
It's just a day.
Sure.
It's on February 14th.
Mm-hmm. It's just a day you wear underwear made out of rose petals.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Sew them together?
And play your little harp. That's what I do.
Well, it works for you.
I got pictures online.
I bet you do.
Go to adamgertler.com.
And Gertler in a diaper.
I love that people in the chat are still saying different things about the pronunciation. It's a hard one to pronounce.
Mixel-piddling.
All right, Michael Wells saying Powerless Episode 3 was fantastic. Good, we're going to check it out. Look, I'm buddies with Ron Funches, so I hope the show does great.
Someone's saying Roxy's right. How are you saying it, Roxy?
Mix-a-piddling. Mix-a-piddling.
Mix-a-piddling. You got Mix-yees-piddling.
Yeezy.
Mix-yees-piddling?
Yeezy.
Corey, what's that?
And then there's no, that's Mix-a-lot.
Yes, there is, yeah. It was Sir Mix-a-lot.
Yeah, baby got back. So, Yeah, I thought that Supergirl was another great episode. I'm really into it. Moving on to Tuesday now. Actually, speaking of Supergirl, we did have a little news about Supergirl that Linda Carter is going to be returning in a Kevin Smith next episode. Kevin...
He's going to be fanboying out over directing her, no doubt.
For sure. And when I talked to him on Flash and Friends, he told me that he was, like, dying to get back.
He came on Flash and Friends?
Yeah, he was dying to come back. It was right after he filmed his first episode of Supergirl. So maybe in December that he was dying to get back on set there because he was obsessed with being on the Supergirl set. So, yeah, because I co-host with Jay Muse, so Kevin will, like, pop in and do the damn thing. So, anyway, he said he couldn't wait. So I'm excited for him that he got back on. And he posted this picture. I think it's on Instagram of him and Linda Carter.
She's sticking out the tongue. I love that.
Kay Smith with Linda.
She really is. She's so beautiful.
Linda C. She sure is.
So excited to have her back. That'll be great. Moving on to Tuesday night shows. First, we start with Flash. How did you feel about Flash this week, Adam?
We went to Gorilla City. I like Gorilla City. Here's what annoyed me about that. I'm like, you have this one speedster comes from the past to find the guy in Gorilla City, but then she stays there while the other speedster just goes there. So it's like, all right, you're just saying like, oh, Flash, you're such a better speedster than me, I guess.
Well, he had a whole team.
You know, like, why did they... It's like, no, you do need to stay here to watch the city. I shouldn't be looking too deeply for...
I think Jesse should have gone, too. But I did like seeing her and Wally's story. But I wasn't even clear that her and Wally were officially dating. So that was interesting, like, where they were at.
Yeah, and, like, what's up with her being so bummed about him not getting in touch with her? It's like, listen, long-distance dating is hard. You know, interdimensional dating is damn near impossible.
Brutal.
Yeah, it is. But he seems to want her to stay so she could be the new part of the team.
And so what happens to the Earth that she went speedstering now? So now we've got 5 speedsters just because she wants to get a rock off with Wally?
And is her dad gonna allow that?
Seems very selfish of a hero.
And also, that was crazy with everything that happened with Salvar, and now he's gone, and so now they're not really just let this rest. They got Gypsy going on. She's can do what Vibe can do, so...
Oh, yeah. And now she's doing bad stuff.
Yeah, and also I heard that we had a 3-episode arc in Gorilla City, so I think...
At least 2, right?
Yeah, I heard it was 3, so maybe. I think we're sticking around.
Well, I remember hearing that, like, part of the concern with the cost of building Gorilla City was, it needed to be enough for it to be worth it.
And it looked great. I thought it looked really good.
Yeah, I mean, I know some of the times the gorillas in certain lighting didn't look awesome, but then... When there was, like, the arena, I thought that looked really cool.
Arena was cool.
Yeah, there was a lot of cool stuff in it. But a lot of also, like, some of it you're just like, oh, Berlantiverse. Just so many, so many people in costume. It does devalue the thing overall.
Well, what I thought looked pretty cool was the Knights of the Round Table on Legends.
Yeah, Legends was an interesting episode. What I love about that show is that you keep it fresh because if you're bored with something one week, then the next week you're in a completely different time location. And I did think it was interesting, Ray's stance in this one, that he was like, no, I'm going to fight for
his... He does some dumb stuff for a genius, right?
Really weird.
That's another frustrating thing is in general, in any kind of fiction, when you write smart characters doing really stupid things, it's hard to justify it. Yes. I'm like, his justification made no sense other than he wanted to have a lightsaber and fight.
He wanted to be a kid again.
None of it mattered because all that mattered to me is I love Sarah, like... lezzing out during all different time periods everywhere she goes.
Is it with a Z or an S?
I'm not sure, but she's my favorite character, you guys know, and I love anytime she goes somewhere, every woman falls in love with her because she's just the best, and she, like, just makes out with all these women.
Guinevere.
It's amazing. Guinevere.
Sorry, spoilers.
It was super hot.
What about Mick in this episode?
With the brain.
Yeah.
He's got the brains.
That guy is such a cool character. I mean, he's got the weirdest look. His head is so wide.
Yeah. He's huge.
My dream is to play a character where I could just talk like this the whole time.
I was so glad that
I know.
I was so glad that he was able to do that instead of Martin Stein, because Martin Stein is such a pompous ass about his brain all the time that it was cooler to see McCrory be able to do it.
He got put in his place. I thought Rip was great in this episode, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but when are we going to get Rip to be our Rip?
I don't know. I like him better this way, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
I do.
I don't know. It'll be interesting. I don't know if you guys will know the answer to this. Chat roll, you might. I know that there's a DC thing called Camelot 3000, which this was kind of a reference to. Wasn't that the title of the episode? Camelot 3000, and we started in the year 3000, and then we went back to ancient Camelot. But I think Camelot 3000 is like a future imagining of Arthurian legend. Am I wrong about that?
I don't know. I'm admitting
that's a hole in my DC knowledge.
You guys let us know.
I think that was a reference.
Chat right now.
Mm-hmm. But I did like his lightsaber and his whole setup.
Yes.
I thought his justification for fighting was weak as shit, but...
What did you think about Stargirl being there and her being what's homeboy's name that's famous? Not Arthur, but his dude.
Oh, Merlin. Merlin. She was Merlin.
Yes.
I loved it. And I loved her. And I loved her feathered 1980s look.
I loved it. She was with that crimped hair.
She's beautiful.
But
I just... Maybe it's the character. I just don't see her very strong of an actress compared to the rest of the cast. Just my opinion.
I don't disagree, but I thought she was so gorgeous.
She is. Like, and that's all it takes. Be hot. Mesmerizing. But I'm not just saying.
Well, I thought she was good. I liked her. Moving on to Arrow, which this was an interesting episode because after all of these seasons, you think that everybody knows about the Green Arrow, but we find out that his girlfriend kind of, spoilers, knows what's up, and then Thea goes rogue and gets this chick fired, like, and Oliver's pissed as if he's never done anything. It was just so weird to me, this episode. It was strange.
Yeah, Thea was very anti this girl. I haven't finished this past episode, but I saw the last week's episode, which seems like it was sort of an episode out of the timeline, like the guns episode,
which was great. Yeah, so now on this one, I'll try not to ruin too much of it for you then, sorry.
That's okay.
But it was interesting. It's always interesting, these superhero shows. Of course, it's a lot about who knows that they are a superhero, who doesn't know. When you've been in a show for this many years, you don't, like, think about it as much. So it brought up some old stuff. And then he makes a trip. He's trying to figure stuff out. Oliver just wasn't my favorite in this episode. Sometimes I have his back, but I think that he just wasn't my favorite this week.
Yeah, I like the mayor stuff. You know, I like the fact that he has to walk in both worlds as the mayor. I thought we were going to get more Dolph Lundgren this season, though. I mean, where is Dolph Lundgren?
Never had too much Dolph.
Did he only show up for that, like, one or two things? Like,
maybe.
Is he dead? They already went back to Russia in the modern day and then came back, right?
No, but then we went back, flashback this week.
Right, we flashback, but in modern day, they flew back there and then came back. So I thought we were going to meet Dolph Lundgren, but I don't know. They didn't kill him, did he?
No.
I don't think so. But we said we're done with flashbacks in general this year, unless you're going to do more stuff like you did with Mad Dog and do other characters.
I'm having a hard time with the flashbacks and that whole timeline with Russia, because you're right. Like, I can't remember. My mind shuts off during that. When you're asking me if they killed him, I should very easily be able to answer that. But, like, I don't even remember.
Yeah, there's so much to keep track of.
Yeah.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
But that's about it for the week, right?
Yeah, that's our TV. I swear I'll catch up on Powerless. iZombie, April 4th.
Boom.
iZombie is coming on April 4th. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you very much. Chatroll has confirmed that, yes, Camelot 3000 was Camelot set in the year 3000. I have someone telling me that it ran from 1982 to 1985. So check that out if you want more DC Comics. Sky Patterson is saying Dolph Lundgren is not showing up in Arrow because he will be appearing as Cable in Deadpool 2.
And fun fact, V-Rock, as a fan of iZombie, months ago, like 3-4 months ago, I matched on Bumble with a girl who was a writer for iZombie. We actually talked, coincided for a little bit, never met up. She's like, I'm sorry, I'm in a writing block. I'm just going to not date anyone. I was like, cool. So we never actually met up, but she was a writer on iZombie. Don't even remember her name.
You got to get back.
Okay. All right, I'll go back.
Get her back.
See what I can do.
And Kovar is not dead, so we will get more Dolph Lundgren this season. I think we're leading up to a
final. Kovar is not dead.
And I'm sure it will be in the modern era.
Kovar.
Right?
Kovar. I mean, Kovar is not dead.
Oh, hell yeah.
Not dead.
That's better. Did.
Did. All right, everybody. I'm Adam Gertler. You can find me online at Adam Gertler, Instagram, Twitters, all that stuff. Watch FX Movie Channel this week and maybe FX and see my interview with the cast of Logan. That was super exciting to meet Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart, especially since the movie so didn't suck. That's awesome. I'll see you guys next time.
Roxy Stryer, you can find me at Roxy Stryer. And also, if you are going to be watching the Oscars over at Screen Junkies, we're going to do an Oscars watch along. There's a whole bunch of us, so make sure we'll be there starting at like 4 all night.
I think I popped into that last year.
Oh, yeah?
And hung out for a little bit. I forget. Damn. It was some big award show. I don't know. At Jay Quasto, hey, next big blood drive is official as of today. Children's Hospital Los Angeles, March 10th and 11th. So if you're in L.A., please come out and donate for the kids. I'm also headlining the Sacramento Punchline Wednesday, March 15th. And I'm doing a show in Orlando during WrestleMania week on Wednesday, April 5th. So you're going to be in Orlando on April 5th or Sacramento March 15th. Hit me up. I will tell you how to get tickets. I'd love to see you. And Mike Kalinowski, watch him on Jame the Virgin. Follow him at Mike Kalinowski. We love you guys. See you next week.
Love you. Yeah.
All right.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.